Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on this week?
I have some big news to share.
Oh yeah?
As of this week, our podcast has been downloaded over 5,000 times.
Oh yeah.
To give you some background, we don't know who subscribes to the podcast. It's not like social media where you know who's following you or you know if somebody likes your post. It's really different, right?
It is.
So we record and edit the episodes, and then we upload them to a podcast server, and then all of the podcast services like Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, they tap into the server and they pull the episodes, and then listeners can listen to them from whichever service that they use. And so it's a really fragmented process, and because of that, we just don't know who's listening.
Exactly. We have so much fun doing the podcast, but we put it out into the universe, and we never really know, you know, if it's resonating with people,
right,
or if, you know, what we're doing is actually making a difference.
Exactly. So then when we're out and about and someone comments to us about a recent episode, that really helps us out. We're just so grateful when listeners stop us and tell us what they think of the episode. So to celebrate 5,000 downloads, Nick, how about we do a listener shout out?
All right. Sounds good.
Recently, we've heard from listeners Adam, Mara, Rick, Emily, and Jamie. They have each shared with us that, first of all, they listen to the podcast, and then some of them have shared stories about how something they heard on the podcast has helped them.
Cool.
Emily recently told me that her work had just had a discussion about what they could do this holiday season to help others. And after hearing last week's episode where we covered some of the community opportunities, they picked a few of those to support.
Neat.
And then Jamie reached out to us to say that she ordered their Thanksgiving meal from the Regency after hearing the menu on one of our recent episodes.
Very cool.
She's a teacher, and as we all know, it has been a rough year for educators. And she was considering how she could make Thanksgiving a little less stressful this year. So when she heard about the order out options that we highlighted, she took that as a sign to phone it in this year.
Nice.
And now instead of dreading Thanksgiving, she said she's really looking forward to it.
That's the whole point.
Exactly. And then finally, Mara shared that she and her husband listen together when they go on a walk every Friday morning.
Neat.
Isn't that nice?
That is
like
nice.
We're part of people's lives.
Interesting.
It's sort of weird.
It's
also
a little
fun.
Weird, but it, yeah.
So in the spirit of Thanksgiving, we are just so thankful to people like Mora, Emily, Jamie, and everyone who's listening and for sharing your thoughts with us about the podcast, because without your comments, honestly, we have no idea if what we're doing matters. So,
exactly.
Hey, Nick, do you have a favorite podcast moment?
I do, but it's one that actually ever made it into an episode.
Okay. Oh.
So.
I know what you're say.
So, guys, you have no idea. Jessica can be a little uptight.
No.
Like
I accept
it's
that.
It's very regimented.
It is.
Putting this together. Much more so than you know, how it comes across, I think,
yeah.
Sometimes.
Okay, that's fair.
And so, you can kind of, like, stumble a little bit. You get in your head.
I do.
You get very, like,
I'm a little
focused.
Uptight. Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes, you know, you're doing your thing.
I'm too business.
You're going over the calendar and you're talking so fast that you start losing your breath and things like that. And so, like, I kind of just have to, like, calm you down.
Yeah.
You know?
Get me out of my head.
And so, maybe, just maybe, I happen to start an episode, you know, one week with saying, so Jessica, what the is going on? Now, obviously, that was not made for the air. That was made to shock you and get you out of your headspace
a
little bit.
It worked.
But what was funny, though, is when I was editing the episode afterwards,
yeah.
Debbie Martinez from the chamber sitting in her office and listening in, and we left that there purposely for
we
her to
her
hear.
We got her good.
And I think I saw Debbie jump about 8 feet out of her chair. And she's like, that's not going in the episode. And it's like, no, that's not going in.
She froze, like almost fell out of her chair and looked at us and was like, you cannot put this.
It was great.
I like that. That was a good episode. And you're right. It did work. It got me out of my head. So
anyway, so Jess, what else do you know?
This week starts the Chamber's Snowman Selfie Contest. And Nick, somebody's going to win $250 cash.
That also deserves a DJ air horn.
Like real money. So here's how it works. 33 local businesses have snowmen that they've made and put on display in their business. And starting this Monday, you can visit the businesses and snap a selfie with the snowmen. And then there's a QR code that you scan on your smartphone, and then that'll take you directly to the Facebook post where you can upload the selfie as a comment, and then every photo that's uploaded is a chance to win one of four cash prizes. So the first place prize is $250, second place is $200, and then $150 and $50 for third and fourth.
Very cool.
And so if you visit every business, that's 33 chances to win one of those four prizes. The contest runs through December 19th, and then the winners will be announced on Monday, December 21st. So you can get some cash and treat yourself right before Christmas. Yeah. We'll link up to the webpage in the show notes. And on the webpage, there's an interactive Google map. So if you're like me, you can plan out your route and knock out a bunch of them all at one time if that's your style.
Well, that seems like a really great family opportunity. Go get out and go do a snowman scavenger hunt.
Exactly.
So Jess, what's on the calendar for this week?
Well, before we get into the calendar, I want to mention that Vine Street Market in downtown O'Fallon has been nominated for Most Engaged Community Partner for the Illinois Governor's Conference on Tourism. And the story with the most engagement on Facebook will be honored during the Governor's Conference in early December. So if you're like us and you have a lot of love for Vine Street Market, head over to the post. I'll put a link in the show notes and show them some love and see if we can bring home this honor from the governor's office.
Very cool.
Today is Friday, November 19th, and Boarding House Bistro in the downtown district has their holiday open house starting today. They are open today and tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and you know we're big fans of theirs, so there's a 100% chance I'm going to be stopping in to say hi to Chrissy and Jim and Megan and their crew. And then tomorrow, Saturday, November 20th, is the Boy Scouts annual Scouting for Food event. Most residents received a blue grocery bag on their front door, and the hope is that families will fill the bag with food and then set those out on your porch tomorrow morning before 9 a.m., and the Boy Scouts will come pick those up. Items that are most needed this year include canned meat and fish, so like tuna fish, canned chicken, peanut butter, and canned chili.
Okay.
And if you forget to set out your food, which the Lotzes have been known to do, you can drop off donations at O'Fallon City Hall from 9 until noon on Saturday. And then there's also a box in the lobby at the police station on Seven Hills Road, and they'll be accepting donations all week. Also on Saturday, Kloss Furniture in O'Fallon is donating 5% of sales from the day to the O'Fallon Police's Cops and Kids Christmas campaign. Sales from the entire day will be donated, but from noon until 4, officers from the department will be on hand to greet customers. They'll also have a touch-a-truck in the parking lot, and then Fred Bird from the St. Louis Cardinals will be there from 12 until 12:30. Kloss Furniture has been a huge supporter of this event in the past, so I hope people come out to thank them.
Definitely.
Thursday's Thanksgiving, and the O'Fallon Annual Community Thanksgiving Meal is being held this year as a drive-through carry-out only. This event offers a free Thanksgiving meal to anyone who can't cook, doesn't want to cook, or just wants to enjoy the holiday without the mess. The drive-through event is scheduled from 11 until 1:30 p.m. at Faith Lutheran Church Fellowship Hall on East Highway 50 in O'Fallon. And then a heads up for next weekend, the Illuminated Holiday Parade is Saturday, November 27th. It begins at 6 p.m. The parade steps off at Parkview and 7th Street. And we'll detail the parade route in the show notes so that you can figure out the best place to sit and enjoy the floats. And there is a free post-parade party at Bike Surgeon and at the O'Fallon Station. So we'll cover that more in next week's episode.
Sounds like another busy week in the community. Well, before I head out, we want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving that's listening.
Absolutely. It has been another weird year. Is that okay to say?
Yeah.
So I hope everybody listening has the best holiday available to you.
Well, on that note, I've got to get going.
Thanks, Nick. Always a pleasure. And Nick, enjoy your holiday.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Same.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.